Absolutely. And I 100% agree with you on that. And this is the thing, right? It's like, there's a lot of people who are out there living life unconsciously. You see what I'm saying? They're not actually conscious of what's going on. So for people like us who have levels of knowledge and enlightenment, our responsibility is to make people aware. And whether they choose to listen to the wisdom so that they can formulate an understanding is on them. And that's all you can do. You warn them, you let them know, and that's it. You know what I mean? Because look, you got to know my babies ain't going to be dressing like, you know, a stripper. You know what I'm saying? For Halloween.
No, is that what you were getting at there, Digital?
I mean, that's what I was saying earlier. Yeah, but yeah, it's not just a stripper outfit. It's like you could take a piece of pizza and they make the pizza try to look sexy.
I'm with you on that.
Like, why?
I'm with you on that, right? Why are we out here pimping out our children, right? Because that's what essentially you're doing.
I mean, those are harsh words.
Is that harsh, though?
Nah. I mean, sometimes you can, because, like, right? I want to say it so bad, right? And I don't want anyone to, like, take it in the wrong manner, right?
But you have no control over that, how people take it.
I know what you're saying, right? And I just want to, you know, word it properly.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Politically correct.
Yeah, you know, mothers and daughters have this connection, right?
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
And you know, sometimes the father is
the father.
Is the father.
The foundation.
You know, he's the father, right?
The foundation.
But sometimes mothers and daughters have this connection, and sometimes, you know, mothers like to see their daughters, you know, pretty in that style, you know?
Okay.
Right? Okay. And, I just don't know today's, you know, terminology. I don't want to offend anybody, right? I really don't, right? Because I don't want it to be ignorant. But, yeah, let's just leave it at that. You know, sometimes they have that connection, right?
Yeah.
And what they do within that, you know, the fairies and the makeup and all that, you know, I don't know, man. You know, when you know, other type of people are looking at it in a different manner, you know?
Let me help you with that. Let me say this.
Right, I just don't want to offend too many people.
I don't mind offending people, because I'm just going to say it like it is. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feeling. It's not for sting. One of the biggest issues in the world is child trafficking.
Okay, here okay? we go. That's what.
That's one
go.
Of the biggest things out there. It's not really spoken on because some people really don't mind if it happens. And I'm not going to say whom, but it's a sad thing that we could watch our children be hurt by, you know, adults that, you know, just don't
take
have
good, advantage of
they
them.
Take advantage of a pure yeah. situation. So, I mean, if we know they're out there, because we all know they're out there, why would we want to make our children look attracted to that? Because the fact of the matter is, we never know who's going to get taken. So I'd rather, if I had a daughter to worry about in that type of situation. I do have a daughter. She's a big girl, and she makes her own decisions. Let me rephrase that. She's not a big girl. She's a woman.
She's a young woman.
She's a younger woman, and, you know, she's a woman who can make her own decisions. She's very strong and intelligent, and I love her. And I don't worry about her in that way. But for the little ones who can't fight off and defend, and, you know, sometimes may just wander away from, you know, the mom on the cell phone or watching the soaps or taking care of her man. There's just something out there. I don't want anybody to look at that sexy piece of pizza and think I want to eat that.
No.
That's not nice. I don't like that. So,
no doubt.
To no offense to anyone, we all make mistakes. Children got their own minds too. But, you know, let's just not make them attracted to look at. It's
no
not
doubt.
For that.
No doubt.
Well, I mean, Halloween
no
used
doubt.
To be, well, we know what it is,
it's
right?
For the kids to have fun.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, you have to watch your candy, you know, make sure you watch your candy, make sure you go through the candy with your children, you know.
Yeah.
And you have to do those kind of things and be cautious because...
And don't let your children go out by themselves. Like, word is bond. Like, what Digi was just saying, not to cut your wisdom, bro, but it's like, he's absolutely right. Like, this is why I said that they can't see the potential repercussion, right? Because by dressing them up like that, right, you are making them appealing to those predators out there.
More so.
This is real. This is real. And those are the local creeps. We ain't talking about the industry creeps or the sports creeps or the educational creeps. All of the creeps that are in all of these different all of these different places, right? And it's like, no, man, word is bond. What he's saying is absolutely right. And it's like, this is, you know, we here to talk about things that people don't necessarily want to talk about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's not, we ain't doing nothing wrong. We making knowledge born. And it's positive. You know what I'm saying? It's a positive thing, bro. And I think that when it comes to, you know, Halloween, I mean, shoot, I did Halloween for the longest time when I was growing up, right? You know what I mean? You know, and as I started to study and find out, you know, the things behind it, it's like, okay, I don't need to participate in that anymore. And because I know what that means, then when I have my children, I'm not going to have them participate in that anymore. You see what I'm saying? There's other ways to do things. You know what I mean? Like, yo, if the children want to dress up and all that, it's cool. We can do something for the family. You know what I mean? Like, but, you know, I'm very protective, right? Because I'm sure in this room we all know more than 5 to 10 people who have been, you know, abused as children, right? And what that does to them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Halloween is cool, but just know that the ghouls is actually out there. You know what I'm saying? And be aware.
And that's the thing. The ghouls are only out on the 31st, bro.
No. That's what I said.
They out there, period. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So protect the children out here, you know?
Protect the children, man. One orders for the youth, baby. Right. You know what I mean? And for all you youngins that are out there, because we know we was young, too. We didn't care. You know what I mean? Shooting off bottle rockets and all that stuff, right?
Of course.
Well,
you
right?
gotta have fun.
Y'all be safe,
right?
Man. You know what I mean? Safe. Y'all be safe, man. Be safe. Look after each other. You know what I'm saying? Be safe, you know? Like, have fun, but just, you know, don't do anything violent, man. Just
don't let your friends go off with Michael Myers.
Yeah, man. Because he out there. You know what I mean? Where does Bond?
With Freddy.
So
what we running now, Digi?
Let's go, Digi.
We're
run
running
it.
PSA, brethren.
All right.
Best friends support one another, and you can be radio's best friend by becoming a CJSF supporter and making a donation now at cjsffunddrive.ca or by texting donate to 778-782-2573. Be radio's best friend today.
Said them run a crime empire. Nobody trust them cause them might wear wire. The face turn on the heat just like hair dryer. Them couldn't trick me, every man fear fire. Shotgun driver with ton spear tire. Them testify about how much mule them hire. Drugs in a pum pum as frequent flyer. Shot in a barrel like rice and flour. Lethal weapon Mel Gibson, Danny Glover. Face a fly down and dress up undercover. Man a sell out till evidence discover. Business shell out and can't recover. I run risk cause them worry power. Man depend their throw just like deep cover. Give thanks to righteous till I wave them banner. Give thanks to righteous till I wave. The wolves study how to cheat sheep. The lead sheet is not a cheap sheet. Then watch until the shepherd needs sleep. Then lure you in until you knee deep. Until it's whoop whoop. Or maybe GP. Or maybe gun coat. Then you peep sweep. Till I'm rat out the gang like a pipsqueak.
Move
eyes. Got the obvious reason you can't trust Yama. Real con man, not talk and stammer. Cause then we make them boys sound like Obama. And then we pose up like wedding planner. Them have a woman voice sound like Rihanna. Another one may sound like Lisa Hanna. And then we sell your full stop via comma. And then we swipe your credit card from scanner. For every 1,000 try them might catch one.
Them catch 10, them score like Maradona. And every time them score, a next man a plan up. Plot and a scheme and him friend them a gang up. Until another lifeline get hung up.
Hello?
Give thanks to righteous till I wave them banner. Give thanks to righteous till I wave. Claims to them royal till them chains for the wealth. Dread. No man no loyal, every man for themselves. Dread. No them a war and that's not good for them health. Dread. Just say your prayer, Father, please give them help. Break the evil of spell. Cause enough youth are grow without a father. Cause them father, they a prison. Father, free them from hell. And as the youth, them get older with that chip on them shoulder. Single mother have to feed them herself. Maybe that's why them rebel. Maybe that's why them acting up and doing time. But only time will tell. Cause the Nile is a river deeper than any will. When you're stifling people for you to propel. If you ever lost somebody, what's the feeling you feel? Remember everyone has feelings when you're feeling yourself. So reminisce upon the feeling when you're seeking revenge. Give thanks to righteous till I wave them banner. Give thanks to righteous till I wave them banner. Give thanks to righteous till I wave them banner. Give thanks to righteous till I wave.
Tried it with them African grace. Bossy slave them a frolic with them a tick pan way.
Just remember say a child will lead the way. I pray none of them not start straight. Protect my life every night and day. Please protect my soul. This war is not over. All these demons out. Increase my vision now. And that is my only desire. The beast is on a roll, but it's an everlasting burning fire.
You are gonna run to the rock and it will run. Because you have your gun, you think you're strong. But with that thought, you lack wisdom. To how this world a roll is like a man will lose him soul. If he have some fun and that I cannot understand. No boy can lead me down a pathway steep, you know. And I man I do none for lose no sleep, you know. My soul belongs to Jah. And I hear my man live. Please protect my soul. War is not over. All these demons out. Jah, please hear my prayer. Increase my vision, no. That is my only heart desire. The beast is on a road, but it's that everlasting burning fire.
Your system. All we need is freedom. Seeking Rastafari wisdom, brothers and sisters. All we need is freedom. Whoa. I beg your teach Rastafari, beg your lead me. Meditation higher than the freeway. The bubble now keep Babylon no leeway. Hang the slave master upon the tree.
Please protect my soul. This war is not over. All these demons out. Jah, please hear my prayer.
and know. And that is my only heart desire. The beast is on a roll, but it's an everlasting burning fire. Please protect my soul. This war is not over. These demons out. Jah, please hear my prayer. Vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. The sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, yeah. Boy, forever shining this light, hey. The Lord, my cup is full and running over. All who never like we are gonna love we know. Baby girl just text me, says she coming over. And when she reach, she want me fit turn off the phone. Turn the lights down low, turn up the stereo, yeah. Alton Ellis, Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we keep creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me closer. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She moved to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if it turn up the sound. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Yeah, 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 that's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, ooh, yeah.
People,
vibration, yeah.
What a beautiful song, right?
Come on, man. Chronics,
yeah,
eternal light, you know what I mean? And that's what we do, man. We just trying to spark the eternal light that's within inside of you,
yeah,
right?
And it's in you because the power of God is in you.
And listen, man, like, oh man, you know, that one joint, too, Protect Your Soul by Imak.
Emiro Tafari.
There you go. Emiro Tafari.
Mm. Right here for you, brother.
I know. Hit him with the first one you hit.
Banner. That was Banner by Damian Marley. New track.
Nice tune.
Nice tune.
Damian.
Tune.
Who you think is the most talented out of all of them?
The Marleys?
Yeah.
Bro, they each have their own individual talent, bro. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
I'm not one of these guys who's the best. You know what I'm saying? I ain't the who's the best guy. Because who's the best is in the beholder. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But they're all talented. Very talented individuals, man. Mm. And his son, too. His son is Damon, I think it is. Mm. His son, he's got some talent, too, man. You know?
Mm.
Gifted family, most definitely.
No doubt. Very gifted, you know. And I mean, when you look at the power that Bob Marley has, I mean, just through his music alone, right?
Man, you know, it's just crazy because I've been pumping a lot of Marley in the last, let's say, 3-4 months, and it's like, it just resonates, especially when there's war in the world, you know, and all these things, you know, his music just, it just gravitates to me that much more, you know, and yeah, so shout out to Bob and his whole family there, you know.
Was it, I think I told y'all the story about Bob's father, right?
No, which one was that one?
How his father was a racist white cop.
Was he a cop? I don't think he was a cop.
He was a cop. Word is bond, he was a cop. Due to knowledge to it, you know what I mean? And and Bob's mom was a kind of like a side piece to him. And he didn't want to, he had a family, right? And he didn't want to take that on. I wonder what he thought when he saw Bob doing what he was doing.
No doubt. Yeah, I heard he didn't like his father too much, right?
You know what I mean? And, you know, when I, because you know, I think of like, okay, get up, stand up, right? And the different versions that he did, as well as the ones that Peter Tosh did. And if you really listen to the lyrics, they actually change. And Peter Tosh was really talking about the black man being God, right? Whereas Bob, in some of the versions that I heard, was literally more, how do I say, gentle.
Bob Marley was the pop star. Peter Tosh was the real rasta. Peter Tosh was my favorite wheeler.
I want to hear it.
Oh, man, come on. Peter is a revolutionary.
Peter, Peter Tosh is my guy.
Like, but, you know, Peter.
No disrespect to the
serious mind. But, I mean, Bobby, come on. We can't.
No, you can't discredit Bob.
Come on, let's not.
You can't discredit Bob. You know, nobody's knocking Bob. No one's knocking Bob. No one. Ain't nobody knocking Bobby.
Exodus.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on.
The movement of your people. Come on, man.
Exodus.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, like, no. Trust me. I understand. You know, and this is the thing, right? Oh, man. So many revolutionary brothers who came in peace, you know, and were seen as a threat because of that piece.
It's crazy, right? It's like,
why would you not want a world of peace?
Well, a lot of people won't be getting paid. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, financial.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
What y'all gonna say? Let's go.
You know, hard body like to poke the bear, so you poke the bear. You know,
poke.
I mean, peace, right? Peace is what what I strive for, right? Peace within my life and peace within Earth, right? On Earth, right? I mean, there isn't a reason for us all to be fighting. I mean, now there is because it's too far gone, right? Some things you just, you know, it's in your DNA and, it, you know, you can't take it back, right? We see that what's going on in the Middle East. I mean, how do you come back from that, right? How do you come back from that, right? I mean, that's thousands and thousands of years here of fighting, right? Like, how do you come back from that? So, I mean, to strive for peace is what you're after, right? I would think and assume, right? But some people, they feed off negative energy, my brother. You know what I mean? They need it, right?
Yes, they do.
They need it. And if they don't get it, that's when they get upset, right? So they have to keep you and your mind and your energy in a turmoil, right? And that
they
makes...
They call those vampires, right?
I mean, they call them many things.
Energy suckers.
Right? And,
succubus.
You know, what do you feel about that matter, my son?
Well, you call me son because I shine like one.
That's why I call you son. That's why I call you son.
The sun don't chill all you
know what I'm
mean?
Saying?
27 million degrees at the core of the corona, you know what I mean? But I think with... When I think about, you know, universal laws and principles, right? There's the polarity, right? There's always going to be the negative and the positive, but the positive comes first, right? And I mean, look, there's positive and negative in different ways, right? Some would say, yo, the man is the positive and the woman was the negative. Not negative in a negative sense. You see what I'm saying?
Yo, do you have a girlfriend, bro?
You know what I'm saying? So ladies, it's not, don't take that personally, because it's not a negative thing that
love
I'm
you,
saying.
Bro.
Just do the knowledge and hear what I'm saying, right? Because look, civilization doesn't exist without the woman. Bottom line, right? You know what I mean? Sure, the supreme intelligence comes from the man, and she gives birth to that, right? And it takes a man and a woman to raise a nation, right? So, going back to what I was saying, now, the universe has positive and negative, and, you know, whatever you choose to focus your attention on will manifest. That's the reality, right? So let me take it back to the Matrix, because it's such a great reference. You see what I'm saying? So it's like when Morpheus said to Neo when they did the roof jumping exercise. Y'all remember that?
Mm.
So he's like, you have to free your mind, right? Because the Matrix is literally like, it's an illusion. It's a big hologram.
Yeah, it's not real.
And you and so what reality to you is potentially is different to somebody else, right? So the point is, what I'm getting is that definitely, when you focus your attention on limitation, lack, you know what I'm saying, scarcity, hate, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you focus your energy on that, you are going to continuously manifest that in your life. And you're going to wonder why the people that you're around are similar and spitting images of you. You know what I'm saying? Now, the point is that A-alike, right? In our degrees, we talk about who is the founder of unalike attracts and A-alike repels, right? The thing about that is that A-alike does not repel. A-alike attracts, because A has to be A. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you positive, you're going to attract positivity. But with the positivity, because it came first, you are going to attract the negative. And that's why it's like, okay, you could be the superest positive person, but still attract negative people to you, right?
Ain't that word.
and so, but the point is that if you are continuously being negative, right, and you can't, like, really just, if you can't see that within inside of yourself, then really people will point that out to you. And they could come to you in the most calm, peaceful manner. And you're going to be like, rawr. You know what I mean? You're going to go on the defense, right? Yo, your man's or your woman's, you know what I'm saying? Your friends could be doing the most positive things. But because you are so focused on the hate, the lack, the scarcity, right? Basically the mental slavery, you're gonna be jealous, you're gonna be envious, you're gonna talk behind their back, you're gonna act like you're their friend when you're not, and you know you're not. You know you're not, right? You know you're not. And it's like, you'll go on like you're bad and all that, but deep down you're afraid, because you won't even let the truth out about how you feel truly about that person. And really, you just feel truly so poorly. You see yourself in the most poorest light, right? You see yourself in the most poorest light, that when another person is shining and they're actually striving to elevate you, you take it as they're dissing you, or they're leaving you behind, or and it's like, wait a second, man. Last time I checked, I gave you the opportunity to do your thing.
Let's roll.
I gave you the platform to do your thing.
Let's roll.
But listen, this is the problem, guys.
But that's the thing. Sorry, don't let me cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But right now, yo, that's the thing. What you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you'll be falling off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say, the other person fell, you know, they're hanging on by like a pinky.
Mm-hmm.
You lift them back up,
mm-hmm,
okay, onto the plateau.
Mm-hmm.
They turn around and push you off the plateau into the valley.
Mm. Damn. You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice.
And that's what we're talking about here.
Right?
You know what I mean? continue, my brother. I just want to put that in before you went to your next piece.
No, that's beautiful, right? Because, like, that, I saw that.
So keep that in mind.
Clearly in my mind.
Keep that in mind, right?
I see that.
Who you help, right? Because deception is very real.
Absolutely, man.
You know you're supposed to help the person anyway.
Yeah,